the first apple that I had. I was going, please, dear Lord, let this be as good as I think it's going to be. Because it's a different thing. You're not biting and chewing.
I'm joined by real patients to answer your top three burning questions about dental implants. Before we dive in, I know those watching might be thinking, what is the cost of dental implants? And you can check out the dental implant cost guide in the description below for more information. At number one, Leroy asked, how long until I can eat food without thinking about it, whether it will be painful or not?
I didn't have pain while I was pain for any part of the eating process. And I eat quite a bit and all kinds of things. So your discomfort and stuff is going to come the first week or so from the swelling and stuff. And on those days, you probably should eat things like applesauce, pudding, ice cream. Ice cream is my favorite. Soup without all the stuff in it. But by the time you're 2 weeks, I mean, you should have graduated up to some macaroni and cheese and meatloaf. And because at Nuvia, it's not a liquid diet, that you're not eating bone broth, you know, for the next 4 months. I've eaten some pretty darn good stuff in my 4 months. I actually waited 6 months because of my schedule, and it was around Christmas, and I got me a big old tomahawk ribeye for my graduation, my graduation food. But can I say there is a little bit of anxiety? Yes. You're always worried, okay, is this going to be okay? Is this going to be okay? And there's tons of stuff to eat in those first 4 months. You can't have so much anxiety about that you're not thinking outside the box. But after my 4 months, and the first time that I bit into an apple, I will tell you I was nervous. Because it's a different thing. You're not biting and chewing or going back and forth with your mouth like this. You know, whenever you're grinding the food, you're actually pulling. And that's one of the reasons why they don't want you to do stuff like that, like corn and apples and things like that. And meat, they don't want you to eat it in the first 4 months because, especially if it's a little rougher, because you're grinding instead of just going up and down. The first apple that I had, I was so nervous because I had it here, and I had to pull with these. And I was going, please, dear Lord, let this be as good as I think it's going to be. I didn't have any issue. And nowadays, 840 days later, I don't think about it at all. I eat anything I want. I have a video on Smile Maker's page where I got a T-bone up there, and I'm gnawing on the bone with these things, showing how tough they are. Caramel apple, you know, things like that. I ate an onion one time. I did a video of eating an onion, a raw onion, because if I show you, because I believe in it so much, your anxiety is going to go down. And that's why you're asking these questions, because you have anxiety. You don't need to have anxiety.
You know, after following, you know, your soft food diet, you know, the old plastic fork, we become best friends with it. You know, and it's an easy 4 months to get through. And then once you're through that, man, it's on. There is not one single thing that I have not eaten, even if it was something that may not be my favorite thing, but it was the challenge of it. I have actually tried just because, and it's crazy. Like, you know, I'm one of those, I speak about it often, that I didn't have a lot of dental issues as far as weakening and things like that. So I was able to do all of that. And I remember that and what that experience was. And I'm by far better off now than I was then. And, you know, these guys are bionic or something. I don't know what it is. But it's wonderful because I do like crunchy things. You know, I love salad. I can eat salad perfectly. I get to enjoy all the croutons. I have to get extra croutons. You know, I have almost 10 years to make up for.
Nick asked, brand new to the group, considering doing this, few quick questions. How long after extractions were the new teeth put in?
Of the seven places I went to, one place I went to twice, so that would be eight visits. Most of them, I didn't leave with teeth for a long time. Some of them, I had to wait months and months with just little caps on there. Other places, one place, they opened the drawer, they took a denture out, they took an X-Acto knife, cut the top out of it, and they said, we'll drill holes here, and then we'll put them in there, and you'll wear those for like 10 months. And they're not even fit my mouth. And I was like, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me, you know, besides being awake the whole time. So most places, it wasn't nowhere close to 24 hours. From day one, with the measurements and the fancy X-ray thing and all that, I mean, everything was designed for my jaw, my face, my lips, my nose, my bite. From day one, once I got them, they were designed for me, not for anybody else. They weren't something you pulled out of a drawer and used an X-Acto knife on. So I was using those teeth. You have them and you're healing for, you know, for months, but that you're out there and you have permanent teeth that you can talk, eat, anything with, you know? So it made a big difference for me because I wasn't walking around for another 10 months going, okay, one of these days, oh, well, I got my sixth set of wax try-ins, you know, which I see a lot on other social media pages. Oh, I'm on my seventh set. How do these look? You know, and they still don't fit right. And I'm like, and they're these wax try-ins and stuff that people put in. 24 hours, I had something in my mouth and I was living life like better than I was before, you know, better than I had years.
The first time I heard of Nuvia was the 24 hours, teeth in 24 hours. And I saw that and I was like, wait, what? What is this? And, you know, I had already gone through a lot of consultations, was really feeling beat up and had kind of thrown my hands up in the air. But that 24 hours kept grabbing my attention because I'm like, wait a minute, if they can do that, they're onto something. So maybe I can have this done and maybe I won't have to have all this extensive work done then to start that process. And, you know, that's allegedly where I was at. You know, there's like a 60-second quiz. You fill it out. Nuvia calls you back. You know, decide, you know, if you're a good candidate to move on, then you make your consultation. So basically, when you walk in, your family from the get-go, you already know it's going to be 24 hours. You're skeptical, but you know that. You go in and the way you're treated, you don't feel like you're in a dental office, you know, all of those things. You're watching what's going on. You're seeing all these scans being done, all of these measurements being taken, all of that. And again, I had been through that and I'm like, wow, you know, this is beyond by far anything I've ever done, because it was almost like before, you know, they made you feel like, okay, we've got three sizes. We're going to figure out how to, you know, get these in your mouth. You know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but that's the way I left as a patient feeling. With Nuvia, I didn't even have to really think about that because I knew right away that everything was custom. And again, you know, it's technology. They're, you know, it's a cutting edge process. And I'm very happy and very blessed to be able to experience this in my life.
Precious asked, how does paying for these go?
So I was able to pay for my dental implants because through Nuvia, I was able to get a payment plan. And I basically sat down and went through my budget, truly took out the unnecessary things or adjusted, and went through and, you know, when it was something I knew that I needed in my life and wanted, so I found a way.
Paying for these goes like most anything else that we do in life. Nuvia has some great options as far as financing. You can pay in full if you want. So they make it pretty easy. The first step is calling and setting up your appointment and getting a direction of what it's actually going to cost you, that investment in yourself. If you have any of those questions, just hit the cost guide. There's a link in this description. And then from there, like I said, just call your local Nuvia and set up a free consultation. As a patient, you're already stressing enough about other things. So they try to make this whole process and this journey as easy as possible for us.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.